from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of thought control. Does the Torah ever try to command us to control our thoughts? We look first in the Ten Commandments, and we find the first and the last commandment both seem to be speaking about thought. In fact, Chaim Leibovitz pointed out that the commandments seem to be organized in a chiastic structure, where the first is about thought, the second to last and the second from the beginning speak about speech, about swearing falsely or bad testimony, and then the middle, they speak about action. If we look at the last commandment, Lo tachmod beit re'echa, don't desire, don't covet the house or the wife or the field of your neighbor. So the Gemara already says that people think that if you pay for something, you desire it, you covet it, you force someone to sell it to you, that you're off the hook, but actually you're still on the hook. So the Rambam actually codifies that you don't violate until you take it. So you force someone to sell it to you. So it's not the mandating of feelings. However, the Rambam has a second commandment called Lo Tit Aved. The Ravad, his enemy, his nemesis, does not agree. But the Rambam thinks that if you simply thought in your heart, how am I going to get this object? Then you violate Lo Tit Aved. Don't desire that which belongs to you. But notice, the Rambam doesn't say if you had a fleeting thought that you liked something. No, if you're thinking, scheming, how you're going to get it. If you reach you've gone from a fleeting thought which you cannot control to a plan which you can control, then and only then you have violated do not desire in your heart. What about the love of Hashem? Chasdai Kreska says it is incoherent to command belief. It just can't be. Now, if in fact you can't command belief, then how do you believe? Well, Chasdai Kreska says that's not one of the commandments. The Rambam would say that you just have to know that there's a God. I mean, knowing, it's like if I know that this is a pen. It doesn't require belief. It's not thought control. It's not really a pen, but you have to think it's a pen. No, it is a pen. So too, when it comes to God, Lahavdil, much higher level, there's not a thought that God exists. You have to come to realize that God exists. It's nonsense to think that all these things, the DNA in our bodies and the gazillion planets and galaxies that are out there, it's all chance or something. It's nonsense. And therefore, I should know that there's a God. There's no belief here. We're not commanding thought. We're commanding you to realize and recognize the reality. The Sfasemes speaks about love of the fellow human being, or let's say love of God, and he says, well, if God commands you to love fellow human beings, God commands you to love God, then it must be that it's in your heart to do so. You're capable of doing it. It's not thought controls of something that, let's say, you say, you have to love King Jamil. If you don't, then I'm gonna shoot you. That would be thought control. But to love God, or to love your wife, to love your neighbor, it's in our hearts to do that. God commanded it because he knew it was within our capability to do so. However, as you read the Ramban, speaking about love of your neighbor, they try to tiptoe around it. Really, you can't really love your neighbor as yourself, says Ramban. That's v'ahavta lo kamocha. That's only the convert. The convert you should love like yourself. But regular people, we just should do good things for them. As Rambam says, you should tell nice things about them. You should worry about their money, worry about their honor, worry about their bodies and their damage to them. But you don't actually have to love them. It's not commanding belief. But the Rambam equivocates. He says it's a mitzvah to love each other just like we love ourselves. He says we should love everyone among Israel. And then he says examples that are more concrete, that do not involve thought, but it's more concrete. Rav Yitzchak Et Shalom was once a guest in our congregation. He said that, I don't know, when it comes to not hating your neighbor, there, everybody understands that there is thought control. You can't hate your neighbor. Now, a fleeting thought that you don't like somebody, that's different. But the problem is when we begin to make the thought more concrete. For instance, when the Rambam talks about you're not allowed to be fearful in battle, he doesn't say you can't be fearful in battle. He says you can't be so fearful in battle that you run away. So Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvot and the Laws of Mitzvot that you can't be so fearful that you're going to run away, because then you've already gone too far. In other words, if you work yourself up into a frenzy, if you're afraid, that's fine. But if you, to the point that you frighten yourself, right? Sometimes we're worried about something and then we start obsessing over it, and then we're really worried because we've obsessed over it. That you have control over. Again, some people are obsessive compulsive. That's a condition. That's a problem. But for most of us, we can control what we obsess over. You think about it once, you're worried, then you put it aside. You can't obsess over it. So too, one might suggest with the hatred in your heart, you can have a fleeting thought of hatred. God can't control fleeting thoughts. You can't control fleeting thoughts. But what you can do is you can avoid obsessing about how you hate that person. You can just, all right, have a bad thought about the person, but you move on from there. It's the obsession over it that is a problem. So there are various views. Some say that it is a mitzvah to love your neighbor. Rabbi Yosef Ibn Schwab says, no, the essence of the mitzvah is not to love your friend like yourself. Because how can the Torah command that which is not natural? So you have Rabbi Ibn Schwab, you have Rabbi Chasdei Kreskaz, who said, God cannot command thoughts. However, in the Rambam, there's some indication, maybe you're supposed to love your neighbor, or that you shan't desire your fellow's things to some degree, some element of thought control. But again, maybe it's that you should control obsessive thoughts, whereas fleeting thoughts, not something we can necessarily control. So, is there thought control in Judaism? Generally, we try to limit the thought control, even the first commandment, the 10th commandment, we try to limit it and say that it's really not talking about thought, it's talking about actions that reflect certain thoughts, or obsessions over certain thoughts. But there are some minority views, there are some occasional rabbis caught on the record saying that no, we need to control our thoughts. But overall, we have to remember that as much as we don't have control over fleeting thoughts, to some degree we do have control. As the Sfasema says, God put it in our hearts. If he said we should love our neighbor, if he said we should love God, it must be within our heart to do so. It's not like something outside of ourselves. God's demanding something. How can he demand it? It's within our heart to love God, within the heart of every human being to love God. It's within our hearts to love every fellow Jew, every decent human being. And therefore, we shouldn't be surprised if God commands certain thoughts. They're within our control. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar Beth Lameth congregation for a discussion of thought control. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha, various holidays. And then thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.